France, Germany, and the UK have now joined the growing list of countries grounding the Boeing 737 MAX 8 airplane, the model that crashed minutes after leaving Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, over the weekend, the same model in that Lion Air crash near Indonesia last year. A preliminary report found the pilots struggled against the plane's new automation system before that crash, and there's speculation now that the automation system may have played a role in the latest crash as well. But both Boeing and U.S. officials say the plane is safe to fly. Here's Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao on a conference call with reporters yesterday.
We're obviously very concerned about what's been happening, and we're monitoring the situation very carefully because safety is our number one priority.
But Mary Schiavo, a pilot and former inspector general at the Department of Transportation, feels the U.S. should be doing more. Mary, you think these planes should be grounded?
Yes, and it's not just that I think that. I take the words right from the Federal Aviation Administration, which when they issued the orders after the Lion Air crash said that unless Boeing does a reprogramming, and that is now what they want Boeing to have done by April of this year, this is the FAA's language, it could lead to difficulty controlling the plane, altitude loss, and impact with terrain. With something that dangerous, it is just inexplicable that it continues to fly.
I'm still a little stunned by the language, impact with terrain, which most people would call a crash.
That's right.
Look, I want to ask you about why you think this hasn't happened, but let's remind people, this is an automated flight control system that senses when the plane's nose is pointing too far up, in which case the plane may stall. The system moves the plane's nose down to rebalance it. But as investigators concluded in the Lion Air crash, the pilots did not know how to override that system. And so the system was falsely pointing the nose down. It, of course, crashed. The speculation is that it happened here as well. And there was much hue and cry about the fact that pilots had not been trained in the system. They didn't even know it existed. Has that been straightened out?
Well, that part has, but it was very alarming to me that in the aftermath of the Lion crash, Boeing stated, their public statement was, we elected not to tell the pilots. We have to make decisions all the time on what we tell pilots or what we don't tell pilots, and we didn't think they needed to know this. And so backing up one step further, the reason this system was on is, of course, because they modified the 737 yet again. So when they made the MAX 8 and 9 modification and hung new engines on the plane, they discovered that the plane had a tendency to pitch the nose up. That stalls the plane. It'll fall out of the sky if it pitches up far enough. So they just put this system in that would just push the nose down. I mean, this is highly important for a pilot to know.
Well, but perhaps, I mean, back to the thinking of U.S. officials that these planes have not been grounded. Wouldn't you say that most pilots in the U.S. now know that there's a simple way to turn this system off if they feel that it's making a mistake? And maybe because of that, they feel that the pilots here know how to do it. But as we're seeing, maybe pilots in Ethiopia didn't.
The problem is not whether they've been told this and in a classroom setting told what to do. The problem is in the real world. And I have worked several crashes where the planes have had a runaway trim system. One, it takes time to figure out what's going on. Two, if you then have to troubleshoot it and go to the Boeing manuals to then do what's required, it's a several-step process. And three, when you're on takeoff, where both of these crashes have happened, you don't have time because you don't have altitude.
Well, to why this isn't happening, why these planes aren't being grounded, some might say this is the U.S.'s biggest exporter is Boeing. This would have an incredible ripple effect across the economy, across the airline industry. On the other hand, if in fact the officials here feel secure that pilots would know how to handle this system, wouldn't it be a better thing to keep the planes in the air?
No, because it happens on takeoff and you don't have time to handle the system. That's the problem. And they've already made that decision. That's no longer debate. The FAA has already said, Boeing, you have to make these changes to the computer and you have to do it by April. So that decision's already been made.
So why else do you think this hasn't happened?
It hasn't happened because the FAA has for decades deferred to Boeing and major carriers. And part of that is good. They often defer to Boeing and aircraft certification issues. I was tasked to look at that by Congress for the Boeing 777. We found that Boeing used its own examiners and designated inspectors and self-certified 95% of the plane. And the FAA defers to Boeing not because of some sinister plot. They defer to Boeing because, let's face it, Boeing has rocket scientists and the FAA don't. And the FAA has over decades been deferring more and more to manufacturers because of the inequalities of the training, the experience, the degrees. They defer, and they defer too much.
It's Mary Schiavo, pilot, former inspector general at the Department of Transportation. The conversation will continue, Mary, I'm sure. Thank you.
Thank you.